Charlie Crist has been out of office for 4 years, but now he's back in the political spotlight, saying he'll run for Congress if the redistricting maps change to include his St. Petersburg home. WUSF Steve Newborn talks about Crist's political changes with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida.
In two words, he's back. But then again, did Charlie Crist ever really leave us? After all, he's the eternal candidate. Crist has run for everything from education commissioner to attorney general to governor and senator. Now, Charlie says he's ready to run again, this time for Congress. That is, if an upcoming redistricting mandated by the Florida Supreme Court shifts the district now held by David Jolly to the south to include his St. Petersburg home. Jolly is running for the Senate seat being vacated by Marco Rubio. Crist said in a Twitter post, "If the new district map includes my home, I intend on running to serve the people again." So that brings him back full circle into the realm of PolitiFact Florida. To chat about Charlie, let's chat with PolitiFact's Josh Gillen. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So, Josh, Charlie has become somewhat of a trampoline with PolitiFact Florida giving him a bunch of flip-flops through the years on the issues. Josh, let's talk about a few of his flips.
We have had quite a few of those, and I would like to point out that our flip-o-meter is not making a judgment on his actual stance on an issue, just whether or not he had changed his position on some things. One of the big ones was the Affordable Care Act. He really did not want the law at first when he was governor, but it had changed over subsequent campaigns. And of course, during that last run, when he wanted to go back to the governor's mansion, he was totally for Obamacare. So we called that one a full flop. His position has also changed on same-sex marriage. He had voted for a ban on same-sex marriage during his first gubernatorial campaign. But now when he ran as a Democrat, he was for same-sex marriage. So we called that a full flop. And adoptions for gay couples. Back when he was running for governor as a Republican in 2006, he often said he supported the state's ban on gay parents adopting, but that changed when he became an independent. And then by the time he was a Democrat, he fully supported gay adoption. So we called that a full flop.
All right, Josh, he's also been flop-free in a couple of big issues, including his opposition to oil drilling, right?
Well, yes, that was one that even though he wobbled a little bit in 2008 when he was looking to go to Washington, he has pretty consistently been against offshore drilling. So that one rated a no flip.
The recession was still going strong during Crist's term as governor, but he did later take credit for beginning the start of the state's recovery. He told CNN the turnaround started at the end of my term. Josh, true or false?
Well, that one actually we called half true. And I will note very quickly that he got a half flip on the flip-o-meter for that one, too, because he kind of supported it when he was governor and then softened that when he was running for Senate and then said, well, hey, we needed it when I was governor when he was running for Tallahassee again. But in the case of the truth-o-meter, that half-true is because, well, technically some economic indicators said that, yes, the turnaround did start during his term as governor because there were some marginal improvements in the unemployment rate and in payroll employment. But gross domestic product didn't start growing again until after Rick Scott won that election and took office. So again, that one was a half-true.
All right, we could keep going on with Charlie's facts and flips forever, but we'll save that for another chat. Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, isn't he really the gift that keeps giving?
Certainly, and even if he doesn't officially announce for this race, I'm sure we have not heard the last of Charlie.
More PolitiFact Florida at our website, wusfnews.org.